Lizzie's Hidden Message. Story by Julie Ellis. Illustrated by Kristen Stewart. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. Gran's Treasure. Beth's mother was a nurse. When she worked nights, Beth would stay at her Gran's. One night, when Beth was doing a homework essay at her Gran's, she asked Gran for help.
Gran, can you please help me? I have to describe the life of an American living before the Civil War.
My most valuable treasure is something from just before the Civil War, said Gran.
Really? What is it? Asked Beth.
I'll show you, said Gran. It's in the chest in the attic.
Beth watched excitedly as Gran lifted the lid of the chest. The treasure might be jewellery, she thought. As Gran took out a big square of material, Beth peered into the chest. It was empty.
Where's the treasure, Gran?
This quilt is the treasure, said Gran, as she carefully unfolded the material.
What's so special about that?
Beth asked, disappointed.
This quilt was made by my great-grandmother Lizzie when she was 15 years old, said Gran.
I'm 15, said Beth.
Yes, said Gran, and you have the same name.
Beth looked closely at the quilt.
Lizzie must have had a lot of free time to make a big quilt like that, she said.
Lizzie didn't have any free time, said Gran. She worked hard because she was a slave.
Beth stared at Gran.
What do you mean, a slave?
She asked.
Lizzie's family was owned by a farmer in Kentucky, said Gran. They had to work for the farmer and do what he ordered them to do. If they didn't work hard enough, they were punished. They could even be sold.
Beth felt sick. She was learning about slavery at school, but she hadn't known her own ancestor had been a slave.
Tell me about Lizzie, she said.
It's a long story, replied Gran. You've got school in the morning. I'll tell you next time you visit.
Chapter 2. Lizzie's story. Beth couldn't wait to hear more about Lizzie, so she went to stay the weekend at Gran's. On Friday night after dinner, Gran began to tell Beth about Lizzie.
Lizzie was born in 1842, said Gran.
Gran explained that Lizzie had lived in a cabin on a farm with her parents and two brothers. Lizzie's father and older brother worked in the fields picking cotton, and her mother and younger brother worked in the vegetable garden. Lizzie worked in the farmer's house. The farmer didn't like Lizzie's older brother and gave him the hardest jobs. Lizzie was scared that one day the farmer would hurt her brother or sell him to another farmer.
Why didn't the slaves run away?
Asked Beth.
Many slaves tried to run away to the free states, said Gran. But most were captured by slave catchers or tracking dogs. However, some slaves found clever ways to escape.
Gran told Beth about a man called Henry Brown, who hid inside a box and then had the box sent from the slave state of Virginia to the free state of Philadelphia. Lizzie was clever too, Gran explained. She helped her older brother and other slaves escape. Beth was curious.
How could a 15-year-old slave girl help adults escape? She asked.
Lizzie was a seamstress, said Gran. Every day she went to the farmer's house, where she made beautiful clothes for the farmer's daughters. she was allowed to keep small pieces of leftover material, and she stitched these together into small patterns. Then she stitched the small patterns together to make a quilt. The patterns all had names, such as flying geese, bear's paw, or nine patch.
But how did she help slaves escape? Asked Beth.
Lizzie made a quilt, said Gran.
Chapter 3. The Underground Railway. Gran explained that the quilt was really a map. Lizzie hung it on the clothesline outside the cabin, and slaves who were escaping along the Underground Railway would see Lizzie's quilt map and know which way to go. They also knew that Lizzie's cabin was a safe house, because a quilt with a sky blue square in the middle meant safe house. At each safe house, escaping slaves were hidden and given food.
What was the Underground Railway? Asked Beth. Was it a train?
No, it wasn't a real train, said Gran. The Underground Railway was the name given to the safe houses that led from the slave states in the south to the free states in the north. Escaping slaves would travel from safe house to safe house. Lizzie's quilt told them which way to go to get to the next safe house. Now, said Gran, I'm tired. Tomorrow I'll tell you what each square means. You can try to work out the message.
Okay, Gran, Beth said. Good night.
She went off to bed. Gran had given her a lot to think about. The next morning, after breakfast, Gran laid Lizzie's quilt on the kitchen table.
The first square in the top left-hand corner is a nine patch, which means fields, she explained. Then there's pine tree. The third square is bear's paw, which means a trail. Below bear's paw is flying geese, which means water. The square in the bottom right is called Road to Ohio. Then we see North Star, Maple Leaf, and Log Cabin. Now you work out the hidden message while I clear away these dishes.
Chapter 4. Lizzie's Hidden Message. Beth stared at Lizzie's quilt. She imagined she was an escaping slave and tried saying each pattern out loud.
Fields, trail, pine tree, water.
The message was too hard to read. When Gran came back, Beth asked for help. Gran pointed to each pattern.
The first three patterns mean walk past the fields until you come to the pine tree, then follow the trail to the water.
Oh, I get it, said Beth.
Next, you follow the water until you come to the road to Ohio. Then follow the North Star until you come to the maple trees. The next cabin you come to is a safe house.
Well done, Beth, said Gran. You read Lizzie's message.
Gran, how do you know about Lizzie?
Asked Beth.
Because it's a family story, said Gran. My Gran told me, and one day you'll tell it to your grandchild. But right now, you have an essay to write, and I want you to get an A+.
I'll try, Gran, said Beth. Thanks for sharing Lizzie's story with me.